on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Israel has accused Hamas of backtracking on parts of a fragile ceasefire and hostage release deal in the Gaza war. The truce was announced by mediators Qatar and the US last night. It's expected to take effect on Sunday and involves the exchange of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners. After that, the terms of a permanent end to the war will be finalized. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says the Israeli cabinet will not convene to approve the deal until the mediators notify Israel that Hamas has accepted all elements of the agreement. Hamas says there's no basis to Israel's accusations. Meanwhile, in Gaza, the Civil Defense Agency says Israel has pounded several areas of the territory since the announcement of the deal, killing at least 73 people and wounding hundreds. The patience of Guadaguza residents is wearing thin after enduring multiple electricity outages since early December. Some communities have gone 3 days or longer without power. Dion Fulun from the Dolphin Coast Ratepayers Association says business and local tourism have also taken a knock.
Obviously, a big impact on residents, which is our primary market or our primary concern, but we're very involved with the business community as well. And as you know, we're a big tourism destination. So guest houses, people actually left early, people had bad experience and said they won't return. And then obviously the cost and the impact on business has been significant. I think our biggest concern has been the lack of information and the lack of feedback from the municipality.
The municipality says substations serving the southern network areas have been experiencing various issues, including voltage transformer failures, cable blows and overloading. It says the deputy mayor has been out this afternoon to check on repairs to the latest cable fault, apparently the fifth such incident since Monday. And finally, there was fear across Shallcross in the south of Durban this week after word spread that a tiger was on the loose. But emotions have since softened after it turned out the large striped cat was in fact a stuffed plush life-size toy. Shallcross EPF chairperson Vishal Lachman says a voice note from a resident who said she had spotted a tigress and her cubs on Mother Road set off the panic.
Her voice, I am very concerned and scared. We immediately sent out responders and requested for photos to confirm sightings. I think what triggered the panic when we had a local security company confirm a positive. The first thing that went through my head, okay, if there's a mother, there's children, where's the father? It was a few brave members from our community and security company that actually went into the bush and then realized it was not a real tiger, but actually a teddy bear.
Lachman has praised those who responded.
It looks very real, to be very honest. It's quite a big teddy bear. If you look from a distance, it does look real. I think we must applaud the community, our security providers, our patrollers and responders for acting so swift. It was under 10 minutes, everything transpired. We must give credit to the resident for being observant, especially observing the bushes around her.
Durban and Richards Bay 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Ruben Amorim hoping his United side can show some extra edge tonight when they host Southampton in the Premier League. The Joburg Super Kings host their Gauteng neighbours, the Pretoria Capitals, in the Betway SA20 this evening. And former Springbok Raymond Rule forced to retire after an Achilles injury.